This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 437 for Thursday, June 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Thursday morning, as bearish chart signals and losses in outside markets weigh on prices. Canola down $9 to $18, the July contract down $9.70 at $1,073.90 per ton. New crop November, it's down $15.30 at $1,021.70. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil futures are both down today, with weakness in crude oil behind some of the selling pressure in the world vegetable oil markets. European rapeseed was narrowly mixed, trading around its softest levels in 2 months. Recent rains in western Canada have helped ease dryness concerns in Alberta and Saskatchewan. However, there's still enough uncertainty over new crop production to keep the market well supported, especially given the tight old crop situation. Cargill announced plans it will be shutting down a rapeseed processing plant in England. That could open up more opportunities for Canadian canola oil to fill demand. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans up 5 cents in the July contract at $16.99 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at about 700,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. That was at the higher end of expectations. Argentina is upping its biodiesel blend requirement for the next 2 months, lending some support to the soybean market. Corn futures, they're higher as well, up 6 cents in the July contract at $7.80 per bushel. Midwestern weather conditions remain at the forefront of the corn market, with hot weather expected over the next week. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at less than 300,000 tons, though, of old and new crop business combined. Wheat, it is higher, up 7 cents in the July spring wheat contract at $12.08 per bushel. Kansas City up 9 cents in July at $11.42 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 10 cents in the July contract at $10.60 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat sales of 236,000 tons were in line with expectations. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is moving forward, with reports of higher than normal protein content after the hot and dry growing season. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 16th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.